This is the first sounding keyscape, and the reason I did it like that is because the telly's on, so it's informal and not very well produced. But I'm just going to show you a few of the sounds and try not to get too carried away with the amazingness that is keyscape. So with that in mind, I have access to all of the presets, but they're a little hard to reach. So I'm going to just talk about a little bit of them and go down and play a few. Now, please be advised that you will hear clicks, pops, and crackles in this recording, and that is because my Mac is a little bit underpowered for this product. This is the first plugin that I have used where this Mac, it's a MacBook Air 2015, doesn't like it. I need a faster and better Mac, and that's something worth saving for. Otherwise, I don't really deserve this. So this is the LA Grand, LA Custom Grand, and it's the first patch. When I press down arrow for the first time in Keyscape, I'm in the plugin window because I have been asked about accessibility, and the first thing I do when I get in here is just press down arrow, because the first thing you get is a sine wave when you instantiate the plugin. And when you click once into the area where the plugin is, at least in Logic, and I go down, I can see all the presets. So if I go down from here, it's just changing. So I did that just to show it was changing under me. Now, what I can't tell you is the names of what I'm seeing. I only know that that's the LA Custom Grand because that's the biggest, and the piano that they've got in here, so I can keep going down. And these are probably variations of the LA Custom. Down. Now, I won't pick all of these like this, but I do want to find the Rhodes, because I want to talk about the mechanical noises and all sorts of fun things. I was very lucky enough to get some MIDI learns for the keyboard that I'm using, which is the Complete Control S61, which means that I can use the 8 knobs on top of the keyboard for controlling the keyboard. So as you can hear, as I'm going down the patches, I'm also talking to cover up my ineptness using this plugin, because you have to instantiate the MIDI learn on a per patch basis. So that is to say, unless the plugin is already loaded and you use the patch browser in the plugin. Now, I have access to some of these patches in Logic itself, but if I use Logic to do it, chances are I will lose access to the MIDI learn that I set up. And you have to right click in the window and click just right, or you will not get the MIDI learn to come back. So I'm just very quickly trying to go down this list. But in doing so, you'll get sounds, very brief sounds, of some of the presets in here. Thank you. So that is the LA Custom Rhodes. Now I want to talk about this Rhodes because I want to show you some fun things with it. Now there are 8 knobs and they're not all mapped. The reason that is because the guy that set it up, I don't think, just decided not to map all of them. That's fine. At least I have access to some things, and I don't mind that. He probably mapped the most important to him, and he's a pianist, so probably the most important to me too. So let's see, the first knob. Is the key release for the Rhodes. So, I crank that key release all up the way. Utterly ridiculous. Just ridiculous. Let's turn it down. Or all the way down. I think that's too clinical. Can we have a happy medium? The next knob. Oh, that's the pedal down action. So what, sustain pedal down. Sustain pedal up. So I say pedal down. Turn it down. No sustain pedal at all. The third one. Is the actual room mics. Just all the way up now. All the way down. And the next one. Is where it gets fun. Because this is actually the mechanical noise of the machine itself. So that means if I turn my mics down and just play with these knobs, you will hear, I will go through a few different things. The way they recorded this was two ways, I think, possibly more. But one of them was to actually have a mic in the room and you just have the mechanical noise of the unit, which I've never seen another plugin do before. So I'm going to turn my mic down. You're not actually hearing my keyboard playing. That's the actual Rhodes in the room. So I'm turning my mic down now, and I will then show you some of these sounds, messing with the knobs. right, let's talk about knobs 7. No, 6 first. All right, so let's set knob 6 is set to nothing. Let's turn that piano noise down a bit, shall we? Now we're turning up the knob 6, and it's the pan. And then 7 is the speed of the pan. So for a Rhodes, you might want some of that. Maybe not so drastic, but we'll set it to maximums just so you can hear what it actually would do. 7 turning down. Turn 7 down all the way. Turn 6 down all the way. So it's now gone back. And now we'll turn 7 up. So we have a happy medium, yeah? Turn 6 down again. So there we go, that's the two Rhodes, the Rhodes that I want to show you. The next thing I will show you, you will hear in a minute. According to this, this is called wing upright. I've never heard of wing. Well, I probably have, but don't remember it. And is an upright piano. And it's quite nice to play. It's a very strange sound, but... not supposed to use it in the way I'm using it. However, again, I can adjust some of this stuff, or I could. There we go. There's the pedal noise on knob 2. Rather overdone with that. Turned up all the way, but then with it completely down, I don't feel right playing it. So, turn it up a bit. There's the release noise on knob 1. Obviously, that's far too much. What can we got? What have we got? I'm aiming to turn everything down, and then we can see what's left. And see how much stuff we can't change versus what we can. Right, everything should be down now. Right. Knob 4 did that. That seems to be the mics in the room or something. Oh no, the mics may be on the piano. Which is interesting. That's all I seem to be able to do with this. But I think it's just cool how the pedal noise is so pronounced when I crank up knob 2. Honestly, that's about it for an informal demo. I'm sure there's lots more I could show you, but really, all I'm doing is playing anyway. And I can do that anytime. You don't just want to listen to me waffle and play. If you have questions, and I've only had this recently, by the way, so I can't answer too many of them, I will try, but I make no promises. So with that, bye-bye.